Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning and thanks for joining us. It is Tuesday, September 20th, and this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be speaking with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan and talk about all things Roundup, as that just wrapped up, and many other things, and that conversation will begin right after this.
Hunters, I have a bit of a secret.
Tell me!
Mud and snow are way more fun when you have the right tire in your truck, trailer, and ATV. BF Goodrich KO2, you gotta drive these.
Tell me!
Need the bearings packed on that trailer? New windshield wipers on the truck? Batteries tested? Hey, we can help. We hope you have a great season and trust what you love to your locally owned Pendleton Tire and Auto, 25 Highway 11, Pendleton. 276-2774.
Tell me!
Nope. Still not gonna tell you our favorite spot.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning, and thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Chespin, your host, and joining me in studio this morning is Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's see you. We've just wrapped up the big event for the year in September, Roundup. And how did things go with your agency policing the grounds during Roundup in Happy Canyon?
Well, I think it went really well, though. I was a little, optimistic about things. But, part of the issue was getting responses from some of the typical agencies that come in and help us out during that week. It seemed like we had lower numbers coming in into the week, and so we were a little bit worried about that and whether or not we had enough boots on the ground to take care of everything. But Sheriff Betancourt over at Gillum County, he typically comes over and works. He, however, was not able to, but he did send some deputies that were sort of unexpected and early in the week. So that made things a lot better. Just a lot of planning on the front end, trying to put things in place and be ready to go. And, I was a little concerned because of how nice the weather was going to be. And, I guess you could say it was sort of prime drinking weather. But at any rate... No major issues at all. And, we had some of our typical stuff that we see. We try to work really close with the Roundup directors. Stuart Roberts was the security director, so we worked directly with him. Just really not anything really major during the week. We had a few things like a dog locked in a car out in the parking lot, and some sliced tires on a pickup. Don't know if that was in retaliation for something. Had reported child abuse in the grandstands that we had to follow up on. A few people that we had to escort out of the facility. And, it's just amazing to me how this whole thing is quite a production. These directors work their tails off to put together a really good show. I know that they had probably some internal things going on with some equipment malfunctions and whatnot. But all in all, I think it went really well. It was good weather. The only thing that I would say is on Saturday, of course, the storms moved in. There was some concern early on that we may have to take some action during the roundup. But it sort of staved off until the evening. And then, of course, in the evening, we ended up getting together with some of the directors and made the decision to evacuate the Happy Canyon stands. And due to the lightning storm and the heavy rain that was in the area. And so outside of that, I think it went really well. Got everybody inside the convention center there, and then from there started just working the miners out of the building, and continue on. So, again, nothing really major in regards to the week from my perspective. So,
all right. Well, and Saturday I was at Roundup, and we didn't go to Happy Canyon, but understand that, we dodged that storm, but then that storm hung around as we were heading back home. And then I had heard some concerns about Happy Canyon, but I hadn't heard what you just told us as far as the actual evacuation, but I'm glad everything went well on that. Did the jail see an uptick in its inmate population during Roundup Week?
You know, I think on probably Thursday was our peak day. I think in one shift there was 14 new detainees coming into the jail. Some were planned. In addition to providing boots on the ground inside the Roundup and Happy Canyon grounds, we also assign some of our deputies to an emphasis team that goes out and works all over Pendleton. And so there were some folks that they knew that they wanted to try to put their hands on before the weekend came. And so I think that's why we saw somewhat of an uptick. And then, of course, you know, overindulgence at some of the other venues, some incidents breaking out and whatnot, and just people not wanting to obey the rules. And so, you know, of course, they have to take action. And one of the promises we always make is that they get to go to the Gray Bar Motel and stay a while. So anyway, but yeah, that was Thursday was probably the busiest day for the jail. You know, it has been challenging with the jail remodel going on, and you know, of course, out in the other parts of the county where there's still activity going on. You know, things may not always be associated to Roundup or that week here in Pendleton, because there's officers arresting drunk drivers around the county, and that may have or may not have been around Pendleton. So, you know, sort of some of the typical things that we see during Roundup Week. And, you know, I'm thankful that there were some other folks that came into town to help us out through the Oregon State Police. They brought in a MRT team that, you know, they're used to working large events like the State Fair and whatnot. And so they came in and helped us out. They were just a huge asset. And again, just putting boots on the ground, just to that first line of defense is always presence. And when we can have a big show of presence at these events, then I believe that it goes into the equation of making it just a fun family event for everyone. And so I'm thankful that everything went off without a hitch. And, you know, some of the same typical things that we see that we're going to see year in and year out. But all in all, nothing major.
Yeah, I took some kids for their first time to Roundup. And I told him, I said, when you see a cowboy coming at you with a glass of beer in their hand, get out of their way. You don't want to spill the beer. You don't want any confrontation with the cowboy and his beer. Yeah. And they did just that. It was kind of comical watching them navigate through the crowds as more and more people came into the Roundup arena. So,
yeah. Well, what was amazing to me was the number of folks that came up and just shook our hands, said, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do. You know, that kind of hits you right in the heart. And I don't want to go without saying that one of our reserve supervisors, Sergeant Doug Primer, he was the face of us all week long. He was down there coordinating and directing, and Doug just did a phenomenal job of putting everything together.
Yeah, it was nice to see all the law enforcement that was there and, you know, kind of out of the corner of my eye, taking a look at who was all responding and who had traveled from where to assist with policing the ground. It was nice to see all the different agencies that cooperated, as well as your agency as well. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Back with more. My guest this morning, Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan.
students. Do you need a safe and convenient ride to and from Pendleton High School or BMCC campus? The City of Pendleton Letter Bus is free. Stops at the high school and BMCC throughout the day, including after school for rides home after sport practices. Find out how this free bus service could help your transportation needs by visiting the City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation and download their handy mobile app that lets you track your bus in real time. Letter Bus.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
If you or a loved one is living with memory decline or a diagnosis of dementia, it can be a time of great uncertainty and anxiety. As your partner in active aging, McKay Creek Estates has developed a free guide to cognitive health that addresses common memory loss questions and concerns, including information on different stages of memory loss, cognitive assessments, and more. This guide is intended to provide the resources needed to live a healthy, fulfilled life at any age. Download your free cognitive guide today by visiting PrestigeCanHelp.com. That's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
It might be a little tricky to fly in and out of Walla Walla right now with the Alaska Air flight schedule change, but if you like to sleep in and have a relaxing morning before your flight, you will love the midday flight time. You will still have good flight connections at SeaTac for wherever your journey takes you. So, purchase your ticket today at AlaskaAir.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need a little more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Talking this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Sherry Rowan, and as the temperatures cool down, what crimes do you see a drop in?
You know, that's always a kind of a difficult question, because we know that at any time we can take some of the routine calls, but then at the same time we can respond to some pretty significant events. And so really, it seems like you don't get a lot of late night or early morning type calls for service. They kind of slow down a little bit, but there's not such a dramatic drop in anything that really points to whether it's weather related or whatever the case may be. Of course, you know, as roads start getting bad in the early morning hours, that's when we start seeing more and more accidents. Particularly early morning, people heading off to work and whatnot, and they're not quite prepared for the roads to be in the shape that they're in. But otherwise, it's pretty much business as usual.
And how is staffing going?
Well, we're still down. That was, you know, that played into the whole mix of things. You know, we've been down three positions in our patrol division for several months now. We have identified one position. We're actually filling it with a deputy from the jail. Eddie Davis is going to be joining our patrol division here, but not until probably after the first of the year. It's just because of the difficulties that we're having with the getting our new hires into the academy. Eddie Davis has been, she's been working in the jail for a few years now, and decided to put her name in the hat, and we went through a process, and she came out ahead of everybody, and so we promoted her. But to sort of put it into perspective and kind of tie in Roundup too, you know, we've had these openings, and I was talking to some officers from Arizona that were up, and they work in a county that's over 8,000 square miles, over twice the size of our county. They have 120 sworn positions, and as it stood when that particular day, they only had 80, so they have 40 openings. And they're just like everyone else, just a lack of applications. You know, it was amazing because I saw officers from Texas, Arizona, California, Washington, Idaho, just coming over to enjoy the roundup. And some of them said that it's been a multi-year dream that they get up and see it. But because of some of their staffing issues, they didn't know for sure if they were going to be able to come up or not. And so we're going to keep trying. You know, we recently, you know, pre-COVID and pre all of this defund the police movement and all that rhetoric, you know, we'd have a position, we could get anywhere from 50 to 100 applicants for one position. We have these three openings and we had 8 applicants. We invite 8 people to the testing day where they have to do a physical abilities and a written test. And out of the 8 that were contacted, only 4 responded. And out of the 4 that responded, only 2 actually showed up, both of them passing the physical abilities portion, but failing the written portion. And so we're back to square one. We'll have to continue to look at for new applicants and whatnot. And you know, we're also down in the jail because, you know, the last few patrol positions that we filled have been from the jail. And so that opens up 5 or 6 positions there. We receive funding for additional, not only a patrol position, but also a transport position. And so trying to fill all of those has been very, very challenging. And of course, in our dispatch center, we still have several openings there as well. We have 2 new ones starting the 1st of October, and so that will help, but at the same time, it's been very challenging just getting people to apply. And it's not just public safety. I'm hearing that just in just about every profession that there is.
Right.
And so, and it's nationwide. It's not just here in Oregon or in Umatilla County. It's I'm not sure what people are doing instead of, you know, I guess maybe they're still work at home mode. I'm not real sure.
So. And what's the progress with the jail renovation?
Well, it's going. I'm told that they're on schedule. So the schedule says that they should be near completion by the end of the year. There have been some challenges along the way. You know, most of the time when you build a facility of our size and nature, they do what they call as-built. So things are worked into the plans that actually show where everything is, where all the camera lines are, power lines. Well, while they were, you know, cutting some of the flooring up to prepare for the construction part, they ended up hitting some conduits. So we've had to really be nimble in our responses to certain things and get folks there that can help us run these wires out and get them reconnected and whatnot. And so hopefully as they're progressing through that, they're making note of where things are at, so in the future, if we need to access any of that, we have that ability.
All right. Well, I'm talking this morning with Terry Rowan, Umatilla County Sheriff. We're going to take a quick break. Continue our conversation after these words.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
For expertise, advice, and great customer service, Zimmerman & Company True Value is the place to go. Here's Kristen from Blue Mountain Creations to tell you why.
We shop at Zimmerman's over other stores because their customer service is superior. Their staff is super friendly and very knowledgeable. Their knowledge of their products and services always serve us well. Sometimes we go in not knowing exactly what we need, and they point us in the right direction anyways.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that could be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the city's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
Will take care of your funeral arrangements. You'll want to know that your wishes are being honored when you pass. This responsibility falls to your next of kin, and let's face it, that could be a son or daughter you haven't spoken to in years. When making your pre-arrangements with Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, you can appoint the person you choose to make decisions regarding your funeral arrangements. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, 336 Southwest Dorian, helping families cope with the loss of loved ones for over 80 years.
Grab the kids and head to Wild Horse Resort and Casino for Pins and Pizza. Now offering family packages Monday through Thursday. $50 before 6 p.m. and $55 after 6 p.m. Package includes 90 minutes of bowling, shoe rentals, one large pizza with up to three toppings, and one pitcher of soda. The package is good for up to six people. Plus, in the arcade, you can get bonus credits when you spend $20 or more. Reserve your lane for Pins and Pizza family package. Available Monday through Thursday. Online at wildhorseresort.com.
Pendleton Original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour. And now back to your host on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And it's getting close to when the county starts working on its budget for the next fiscal year. Have you thought about what you're going to be asking for?
I'm always thinking about, if we should seek out more technology, that's probably going to be an emphasis. Also, one of the big things that we're going to look at, something that we've been trying to implement for the last several years, is 24/7 medical coverage within the jail. We currently cover 18 hours a day with on calls that we can reach out to in the middle of the night, but it sure would be nice to have some medical staff on hand that can help us do evaluations as people are coming in, making sure that, we have to make sure that we're not inviting somebody that has some sort of medical risk to them. And the law enforcement are really good if somebody's been involved in an assault or something, a crash, they take them to the hospital, get clearance. But there's those that sort of drift between those lines a bit, and so just having our medical staff on board 24/7 is going to be huge. And so that's one thing we kind of set the stage sort of right at the beginning of this budget cycle, because we were aware and we'd been working with WellPath, the company that provides our medical staff to us, that we were seeking this, but they couldn't get us the data in time for this budget cycle. So that's one thing that we're definitely going to be looking at into the future. So anyway, and of course, we're always going to be seeking additional personnel. We had this dispatch assessment done this last year, and as part of that, they highly recommended additional personnel. Of course, finding those additional personnel are going to be the challenges, but if we have a level of funding there that can help us support those positions, then the better off we'll be. And so I think that the pendulum has swung full the wrong way right now, and I think it's kind of heading back in the right way now, and so I hope that we can aggressively seek out new candidates to put in those key roles within our operations.
And are you still under contract to police Athena and Weston?
Yes, we are. Athena, Weston, and we have a contract with the Milton Free Water School District to provide a school resource officer. We have contracts with the Army Corps of Engineers, the State Marine Board, State Snowmobile Association, State Parks for ATV, UTV patrols up in the mountainous areas. And so we have a number of contracts out there that help us support our operations.
How is it going specifically for policing Athena and Weston?
I think it's going well. However, I will say that because of being shorthanded, we've been under the mark in terms of the hours that we're providing to them. We're trying our best to get people assigned in there. But, you know, to put it into perspective, when you're three positions down and then you have a couple of people out because of medical issues, that drops you even further. And so, and of course, it's the summer months, so people want to take some vacation time. And at times we've had to deny vacation time just to make sure that we're supporting all of these contracts. But at any rate, we try to communicate the best that we can with all of them. They're pretty happy with the service that we've been providing, and they understand the position that we're in.
And as we move closer to the 2023 legislative session, what are your concerns?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, we got to get through this 2022 election. That could drive the train in a lot of different directions. And but, you know, they really need to take a look at Measure 110 and maybe make some adjustments to that, even though that's a voter initiative measure that I don't think a lot of people really understood what they were voting for. And we just hope that our legislators come to the table and maybe make some adjustments that still kind of have some level of accountability there for those that are in possession of some of the most significant controlled substances that are out there, like fentanyl and methamphetamine and cocaine and heroin, you know, and really trying to come after or develop some programs for addressing the fentanyl and the huge influx of that into our state and our country, actually. And so, you know, we're seeing more and more of that each and every day.
Yeah, it's just surprising, covering, you know, news throughout the Columbia Basin. It just seems like more and more now, as far as these drug busts and people getting in trouble for distribution or selling of fentanyl. Just it's like fentanyl, fentanyl, fentanyl. And mm-hmm. I know we've talked about it before. We won't get into it this morning, but I know that it is a problem in our area, and it's something that law enforcement continues to have to deal with it. And it's just it's unfortunate that the numbers are out there and so on. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time this morning. My guest this morning has been Terry Rowan, Umatilla County Sheriff, and get some rest from recuperating from Roundup and everything else going on, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Sounds good, Danny.
All right. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Back again tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.